When you face mortality, suddenly your intelligence starts working beyond the tyranny of social conditioning. Well, we must understand, life is existential. This is real. What's happening in your mind is psychological. What is happening in the society is a whole mess of psychological things that are happening in people's minds, happening in a collective way, either in coherence or in incoherence, but that's all it is. Or in other words, what's happening in your mind is your psychological drama. What is happening in the society is the social drama. But the life that you are is surreal. Unfortunately, the only real thing that most human beings do is their death. Rest is full of drama. The reason why it's very important for you to withdraw and meditate is to understand this. The drama that you create in your mind and the drama that you create in the society, in the form of relationships, family and variety of other forms, unfortunately, you believe is happening to you. Unfortunately, you believe it's existentially true. It's very, very important for every human being to take a few minutes off, a little bit of time off every day, where your psychological drama and your social drama, you distance yourself from that. There is also physiological drama going on, which is at least more existentially there. But you must get off these three things, body, mind and the world, at least a few minutes a day. Body, mind and world, I call this BMW. You must get off your BMW for a little while. Rest of the time you can drive it, but unfortunately you are not driving it, you're being driven by it. That's what is wrong. If you were driving it, it's a great pleasure, but if it's driving you, then it's not good. So, you don't have to die now. You can meditate. Meditation is a kind of a conscious death. That is, you stop the drama. You stop the psychological drama and you stop the social drama. Well, when I say stop, there are no breaks for either of them. Well, the viruses put some breaks on the social drama, but psychological drama, there are no breaks. So the only way you can be off the drama is to create a distance between yourself and your psychological drama. You cannot do that unless you create a distance between you and your body, you and your mind. Why I'm saying this is, your psychological drama in many ways is just a reflection of physiological and chemical stuff that is going on in your system. Unless you distance yourself every day at least for a few minutes a day, if you can stay that way 24 hours of the day, you will be fantastic. But at least for a few minutes a day, if you withdraw or if you get off your BMW, well, you would know life in a very profound way, in a very fruitful way. It's my wish and my blessings that you must know this.